there, and welcome to a very special podcast from the XFM Breakfast Show with me, Danny Wallace. It's podcast number 50. Nothing from you guys?
Hey!
There you go. That's more like it. That's the sense of celebration that I was subtly edging you towards.
The big 5-0.
That's right. What a lovely thing to call it, man.
Half a century.
Half a century of podcasting. That's what's happening here. Did you ever think we'd get to podcast 50?
Yes.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I suppose
it was inevitable, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, we had decided to do it every week.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, week on week, it grows. That's one right. Per week, pretty much, on
yeah,
average.
Yeah. Well, let's keep that sense of excitement rolling.
Yeah.
As Hooray! We say...
There you go.
Yeah, woohoo!
And down. As we say, we thought this week, what we'd do is, because it's 50 podcasts, we thought we'd have a look back and each choose a couple of moments that stood out for us over the last nearly a year of podcasts. And I thought I would begin with one chosen by Mr. D. Wallace of London. Now, do you remember when we were all still sort of getting to know each other? We used to do sort of team facts in the very, very early days.
Yes.
And we moved that on to, you know, tell us something we don't know about you, the listener. And when that happened, we actually ended up learning something about a member of the team instead.
Well, it's confirmed listener anonymous.
My nipple was once frozen off by someone spraying antiperspirant on it.
His nipples, one of his nipples was once frozen off. No one knows this about him, not really. By a friend, well, it's hard to hear, but as it turns out, we have a witness to that in the studio, because it turns out that's a mate of Dave's. And what's your secret, Dave?
I once froze someone's nipple off with antiperspirant.
So now you both come clean. This nippleless wonder of a friend of yours. It's lovely that you've remained friends with him.
Very good friends.
Why did you... What possessed you to freeze his nipple off?
I can't remember, but...
Did you know it would freeze his nipple off?
No, we didn't realise it fell off.
Why were you just spraying his nipple with antiperspirant?
I can't... We were very young, and I think we were just... Someone had told us that it can freeze parts of your skin if you spray it for too long. But we were only about, I don't know, 10 or 11, and then he woke up the next morning and the nipple was on the pillow next to him.
What?
I don't know if it ever grew back.
Do they grow back?
I don't know.
You froze a child's nipple off. You froze a child's nipple off.
Well, it sounds worse.
Why?
Now.
Why would you freeze a child's nipple off?
I was a child as well.
Yeah, but now you're a grown man.
I wouldn't do it now.
I should hope not. Man,
Why wasn't this one of your facts?
Yeah,
when we did the fact.
No, not at number four.
Oh, come on.
Why you froze a child's nipple off? It fell off in the night, and why was it on the pillow? How high up was this nipple? Was this like a
chin? Yeah, it was for the nipple fairy.
I can't remember. It was a long time ago. He remembers it a lot. He or she remembers it a lot more clearly than I do.
What kind of antiperspirant is this?
I can't remember. I can't remember, Matt.
And how's he gone through life, this friend of yours? Without, every time he looks at you, he thinks you stole one of my nipples.
Yeah, he's got to buy all right. He's fine. He's all right. I think it grew back. I'm 60% sure it grew back.
60% sure. I love that you've done the maths on this.
Wow, and thus Nipplegate was born. A sentence I never thought I'd say. Dave Masterman, what would you like to choose?
Well, I've got a letter here from Mr. D. Masterman of Stockport.
Yes.
He's written in saying, "Good morning, Danny."
Oh, that's nice.
"I would love to hear again a part of the show which I enjoyed immensely."
Yeah, we all would.
"Yes, which was your son being interviewed by yourself."
Ah, yes.
"Because you had recorded him saying your name for a jingle."
Yes.
"Which turned out to sound like something which wasn't your name."
Hmm.
Shall we say what it...
Let's let the clip do the talking.
"I told you, didn't I, yesterday, about my infant son. He's 21 months old, and this show sometimes interferes with his morning routine, you know. My wife will be listening to the show in the kitchen." That's not sexist, it's just where she happens to be at this time in the morning, preparing, you know, his food and stuff like that, and he'll be watching CBeebies, and sometimes he'll run in and point at the radio where I'm talking a bit too loud and just say, "Daddy, shh, BBs," right? And that hasn't filled me with confidence, you know. And you want your infant son to admire what you do, to think of you as... But instead, you know, he doesn't seem to... He likes the news, Matt. He likes the news. I told you that. When it says, XFM, he'll point at the radio and go, "News."
Yeah.
And the other day in the bath, he started kind of singing the theme tune a little bit, just going, "Doo, doo, 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 doo." So I got the little recorder on my phone out and recorded something with him so that you could see. And we put it to music. Here's what I recorded.
It's Daddy.
It's Daddy.
It's Daddy.
It's Daddy.
Who are you on?
And that, you know, that bit at the end is so like him going, Danny Wallace, like that. That's what I thought. Let's hear it isolated one more time. Sounds like he's saying the name of another radio station. One more time. Exactly. And this has filled me again with paranoia. And I thought it best to summon him to my study for a little talking to. This is what happened. Hi, do come in, take a seat, thank you. You're probably wondering why I've asked you here this morning. You know who I am, of course.
Daddy!
That's right, yes. Just quickly, before we start, can I get you a coffee or something? Or?
Yes, please.
Hello?
Wife, can we get a coffee for our infant son, please? Thank you. Now, how to put this? You'll remember that last night, during your bath time, I asked you to record an audio drop as part of our XFM jingle package. Well, I don't really know why you're making that noise, but this is what you did. Do you see what's wrong with that? It sounds like you're saying Radio 1. Yeah, no, this is not funny. I don't know why you're laughing at it. Calm it down, please. This is not a laughing matter. Do you listen to them or something?
No.
Well, good. Because if you say that again, I will make you listen to them. Right, well, you just watch your step in the future, young man. So, for the last time, what is the name of the world's greatest radio station?
Radio 1.
Right, I'm going to make you listen to Dappy. There you go, important life lessons there learned courtesy of my 21-month-old son.
A magical moment, yes, I think you'll agree.
I agree.
A magical moment, and more to come. More to come from your infant son a little later on.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Matt Dyson.
Yes.
This is weirdly formal, isn't it?
Yeah, go on.
Have you got anything to say, Matt?
Yes, well, I'd be interested to hear.
Please raise your hand if you do.
Yes. Thank you very much indeed, guys. I've got a letter here from a Mrs. G. Simpson. From Delamere Forest.
Oh, yeah, what's she want?
She was, it turns out she was a big fan of a certain West Country legend, a confirmed listener, who we stumbled upon one morning when he won the opportunity to have a meet and greet with Sir Paul Macca, that's what I call him, McCartney.
Don't call him that. Last night, myself and Dave, we met Sir Paul McCartney. We went to the Royal Albert Hall, we met Macca. What a great night, you know. Very interesting, his process as well, what he does before a gig.
Yeah.
He's in the Royal Albert Hall, and everyone is there because of Paul McCartney. All these people with jobs, you know, the roadies, the people, the press, everyone there, all because of this guy. And he called in a few favours from his friends as well, didn't he?
He did indeed.
Called in a favour from Paul Weller, called in a favour from Ronnie Wood, called in a favour from Roger Daltrey. Well, in a sense, Daltrey called in a favour from Macca, didn't he? Get him to play Teenage Cancer Trust. Yeah. It was fantastic. What a great event, what an amazing cause. And we were very proud to be there, particularly because of confirmed listener Dave Davies from Froome, who won our competition. Let's remind ourselves of this lovely gent. Dave, my friend, you and nine of your mates are going to meet Paul tomorrow.
Oh, my God. This is some sort of dream come true. This can't be real.
It is real. It is real.
I'm shaken. This is amazing. I can't believe it. This is just the most amazing thing ever.
So that's our winner. And this is his story. XFM. Meet Dave Davies from Froome. The same place as Jensen Button.
Hi, I'm Dave. I'm from Froome, the same place as Jensen Button.
It's true, we've looked it up.
24 hours ago, they said that you were going to text into a radio show and that you would get on and that I'd meet Paul McCartney. Well, it's like I said on the time, it's a dream come true. I can't believe I get to meet him. It's just the best. It's like, well, meeting my hero, and I just can't wait.
And Dave Davies from Froome did text in. And what's more, he got through.
When my phone started ringing, I started shaking. I couldn't believe it. I just looked at it and I saw it was a London number, and I just thought, oh my God.
It was a London number. In fact, it was us.
Well, I knew I'd won the minute I said let it be, and I sort of then everything clicked in that, oh my God, I've won, I can't believe it. I started shaking, my legs went to jelly, I was sat in a car, and I just couldn't honestly believe what had just happened. I just can't believe it, it's amazing.
Jelly Legs Dave should believe it, but life's not always been so easy for Dave Davies of Froome.
Well, the last about 3-4 months ago when I lost my favourite Czech shirt, I couldn't believe it. You just put it in a wash basket. In 1 minute it's there, the next minute your mum takes it out and puts it in the washing machine, and then the next thing you know it's gone and you never see it again. So the last 3 or 4 months I've spent trying to rebuild my life. The only thing that's got me through these last couple of months is dreaming of meeting Paul McCartney, and now it's happening and I can't believe it.
Again, he should believe it, because last night, at London's Royal Albert Hall, Dave Davies from Froome met Paul McCartney.
It was amazing, and I can't believe I did it. You know they say never meet your heroes. I want to say a naughty word to that. Thank you to XFM, thank you to you, Danny, you, Dave, Mr. Dyson, everyone. It's been absolutely brilliant.
I should be clear, though, Dyson had very little to do with it.
No, that's fine, OK.
So Dave Davies from Froome goes through to boot camp to meet Ringo. We are XFM, and we love you, Dave Davies from Froome.
Oh, Dave Davies.
Oh, amazing, amazing.
One of our legendary confirmed listeners. It has been a joy getting to know a lot of the confirmed listeners over the past year, hasn't it? And
I still follow him on Twitter.
Do you indeed?
Yeah.
That's good.
Fascinating updates, like a new stand at the Froome Town Football Stadium.
Has that happened?
Yeah.
Good to know.
Finally.
True story.
One of the things I wanted to talk about was one morning I walked in with a sheet of paper. A sheet of paper on which I had written a basic script. I revealed it to you at kind of the last moment. We got some sound effects together, and thus Quizface was born. And I thought we'd revisit the very, very first time we unleashed Quizface on a confused public, and indeed a confused studio.
We're about to play Quizface, the new quiz that I think will sweep the nation. Matt, you look dubious and a little nervous.
Well, I'm yet to find out what it's all about.
Well, no, yes, very simple format. If you look in front of you, you've got 150 small boxes there, and then you just follow my lead.
Okay.
At no point did you wonder what those 150 small boxes were for. It took me a long time to sort this out. So the reaction was great, lots of you wanting to play. We have chosen someone at random, and that confirmed listener is Dan. Dan, are you there?
Yes, hi, mate.
How are you, sir?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. I'm on my way to work.
Are you? And where do you live, and what do you do?
Well, I deliver cars out of Epsom, but I just blagged a holiday off of Southern Rail, so I'm on the way back from that.
Wow, good. Good work. It's good news as far as Dan is concerned. So listen, a pair of Batman Live tickets. It's premiering at the O2 on Wednesday. You get tickets to that premiere if you pass the quiz face test.
Right.
Are you ready to play quiz face?
Yeah, what are the rules, or...
Don't worry, very cagey, he's being.
Dan?
Yeah?
Let's get quizzical.
Quiz face.
All right. So, Dan, you should know the rules by now. Choose a colour.
Green.
Green, thank you. Now choose a number between 1 and 30.
22.
Now choose a letter from the 26 possible options, Dan.
L.
Seven.
L, okay. Matt, could you pass me the green box L, please, on row 22?
Oh, yeah. Okay. This one.
Thank you. That's great. Dan.
Yeah.
There are 3 possible keys to this box.
Right.
There's key...
What's going on?
Does this start making sense in a minute?
There's key A, there's key B, and there's key 3.
Right.
Choose a key.
Just the first one.
That's key A. That's the right key. You've opened the box.
What was that?
I can't take it. The box is open.
That wasn't a box, that was a chest.
Yeah.
I've got 150 chests in there.
Don't question the format, Dan. Inside, Dan, as usual, there are 5 envelopes.
Right. it.
It's a yellow envelope. Matt, can you help me out here? A green envelope,
right.
A red envelope, a see-through envelope, and a golden envelope with a little diamond on it. Choose a vowel.
Do I choose an envelope?
No, a vowel.
What? A vowel?
Yeah.
E?
Seven.
E.
That's just seven.
Dan, that's the green envelope. Remember, you can use your joker at any time.
I've got to say, mate, it's going very well.
Do you wish to switch? You have 2 seconds to decide.
No, we're all good.
Dan, are you sure? You have 2 seconds to decide.
No, let's not switch. That's
okay.
Fine, number one.
You're sticking. Remember, you can use your joker at any time.
Yeah.
All right, there are 3 questions written on this card. I'm so sorry if you've just tuned in. There's a music question.
The magic of radio.
There's a music question, a radio question, and a special XFM question. Choose a question.
Well, I'm terrible at the first two. Let's do the special one.
The special one. Okay, Dan.
Yes.
This is for the Batman live premiere tickets. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Complete the sentence. We are...
XFM.
Yeah! Excellent work, Dan. You're the first winner of Quiz Face. I imagine you'll be the last winner of Quiz Face. Quiz Face.
Wow.
Went on to win a Sony.
Ever the professional. You really held it together well there.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Tickled him, didn't it? Really
tickled your funny bone.
I was tickled pink, wasn't I? Yeah. Here's something else, right? We really punch above our weight when it comes to guests, don't we? I mean, we've had who? Noel Gallagher, Will Ferrell, Denzel Washington.
Mila Kunis.
Justin Timberlake.
Andrew Garfield.
All these people and many more. But one of our favourites, I would say, was legendary American comedian Jackie Mason, who took the opportunity... mainly to take the mickey out of us. Jackie Mason, everybody. Hello, Jackie. How are you?
Hello. After that introduction, I don't care how I am. Just the fact that I'm still living is close enough.
Well, you're an older man, but that only sets you up as more of a
relative, legend. It's a relative time. To you, I'm an older man. To me, I'm very young because I look around and I find people even older than me. They're not easy to find. Most of them, you have to go to a cemetery to find them. But they still exist. Maybe not in living form, but they still exist.
They're still somewhere. Hello and welcome to London. You've been here a little bit now.
This is late for a welcome, man. Where were you for a whole week? I'm here a whole week, and now you're giving me a welcome.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
In other words, I wasn't that important to you if you had to wait a whole week to find out.
No.
And I'm so welcome.
No, I knew you
were in
town.
What if I had to depend on you for a welcome, and I came in and I find out that it takes a week to find out I'm welcome?
Yeah.
By this time, I would have left already.
It's a slow welcome. But that just, it's a welcome worth waiting for.
Well, I got no respect for this type of welcome.
Well, welcome. I'll backdate the welcome to last week.
I know you have a partner in the show.
Absolutely.
Why do you deserve the chair and not him?
Wow.
Why? Because I saw you were a little bigger than him, so you told him, I'm sitting here whether you like it or not.
Exactly, yes.
So status partner, thing. I organise the welcome parties, and that's
right.
Messed up.
You can't afford two chairs? Is that how big? Is that how slow the budget is?
It really is, I'm afraid.
This is some budget if you only got one chair.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, we've had to send the work experience out to get you a Diet Coke.
You also have only one shirt, I noticed.
Yes, yeah. Just got the one shirt that we wear together.
Personally, between me and you, I'd get another shirt, but I don't want to make... I don't mind having one chair, but one shirt like this, I wouldn't get excited.
We will post a picture of the show on the website so you can see Jackie Mason's new fashion show that he's doing at the Wyndham Theatre at the moment. So you've been doing it now a week, this brand new show. It's your UK farewell tour. Why is this? What have we done? Why is it the farewell show?
First you told me I'm an old comedian.
And now you said you're an old man.
And now you're telling me you can't understand why I'm quitting. First you sound like I'm passing away in an hour. Now you're pretending that you can't believe it that I'm quitting. Why don't you admit it? You can't believe that I'm still living, is what you meant.
I would never
You're
say that.
You're not surprised that I'm leaving.
I would never say that.
Of course
that.
You wouldn't say it. We're not asking you what you would say. but you gave yourself away with the whole introduction. First he says, hello, older man. That's how he introduces me. Hello, older man. And now he says, why are you quitting? I can't believe it. You mean such an old man who looks like... Who has an hour to leave is actually living.
I never said it.
You didn't. You didn't say it. You didn't say it.
What a welcome, eh?
I'm
what
passing a welcome away
to the place. It took you a week to find out I'm here.
Yeah, here's your Diet Coke. Give me that all.
Thanks a lot. Thank God, there's a person who actually does something for a living here.
I wouldn't call it for a living.
That's actually, yeah. The only person that's actually working here. I see people standing around doing nothing, and all of a sudden. A kid without a job shows up with this.
with a Diet Coke for Jackie Mason. I last saw you on stage probably maybe about 10 years ago. You were doing a show here in London. And, my God, you're all over that stage. It's constant. The jokes, you don't let
I
up for a second.
I challenge myself to be as funny as possible with every line. And as soon as I have a dead weight for more than 10 seconds, I work hard to make up for it. Either I throw it out or I compensate for it. I don't allow myself any moment without a laugh. My sister-in-law
Matt, could you get a copy of Loot? I think I might need a new job. We'll have more from Jackie Mason after this. We are XFM.
Oh, you actually have somebody who sponsors the show?
what a great hour.
This must be news to you.
Another great thing about doing the show is discovering on air just little strange events in each other's lives, isn't it? And I knew, Dave, that you had signed up to do something a bit odd one day.
Oh, yes.
I wouldn't let it lie, would I?
No, you wouldn't.
I wouldn't let it lie. And then I heard that Work Experience Steve was also somehow involved in this bit of nonsense. Let's revisit the moment I challenged you both, which was just moments after Matt inadvertently seemed to attract an unwanted guest to the show. Matt, you had a bit of a strange experience just moments ago involving an A-list star.
Yes, I nearly almost led Alicia Dixon into our studio.
Yeah.
By accident.
She's not booked, she's not coming in on the show, there's nothing happening there. You were just walking down a corridor.
Yeah, in front
And it's
of
almost
her.
Like Dixon got caught in your orbit.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like That's a planet.
Pretty much, yeah. Her and her entourage just suddenly started following me as I came into the studio. It's like, no, I don't think you're meant to be.
Because I don't know what we'd have done. Often we have guests in the studio, people who come in. I would have just have assumed that Alicia Dixon was surprising us and I would have started an interview with her.
It could have worked.
It could have worked for us. You should go out there and see who else you can pull into your orbit. It'd be amazing. Programme Associate Steve is here as well. I'll tell you for why. I found out an interesting fact about you just moments ago.
Right.
Now, Dave, just to recap, Dave drunkenly responded to an email Friday gone. Yeah. From a marketing company saying, we've got a leaflet that needs proofreading. For some reason, Dave went, this is my new calling in life. They offered him £30. He ended up going, it turns out, to some random woman's house.
Yes.
And you had to give her your bank details.
Yeah.
After she sat down and watched you read a leaflet for 40 minutes.
That's right. And then she quizzed me on the leaflet.
She quizzed you on the leaflet.
Yeah.
Now, Steve, you also signed up to this. You went to proofread a leaflet in a stranger's house.
She gave me cash.
This is sounding more and more like one of those scams, Dave. You've really fallen on foul times. But Dave, you were very boastful because you had managed to spot a mistake in this leaflet.
Yes, I spotted a spelling mistake, which she said no one else had pointed out.
And it was an errant vowel. It was an A where there ought not to have been a vowel.
Yeah.
But Steve, it turns out, did you spot that A?
I did, but...
Yeah, but...
I did want to hurt her feelings. She'd obviously worked really hard on it.
You're supposed to be proofreading it.
It's your job.
But she didn't actually say, are there any errant vowels?
What did you think? You're there to proofread the leaflet.
No, because...
What do you think? That some woman is offering you £30 just to come round her house and read a leaflet? That is not a viable business model, Steve.
No, because she gave me a series of questions to help find things in the leaflet. And I was like, oh, I can find all this stuff. It's fine.
That's not a job. Proofreading means spotting mistakes and errors, you know, errors in syntax, grammar and spelling.
Yeah, but at the end she was smiling. She was like, oh, did you like it? Did you like it? some thoughts.
What a needy woman. She's written a leaflet and she's just getting strange men to come round and sit there for approval. Did you like my pamphlet? Dave won't tell us what the leaflet's about. Apparently it's confidential. Yeah, which, again, I think goes against the entire reason for having a leaflet. A leaflet you're not allowed to read. Are you allowed to say what it's about?
I'm not, no, no.
What is this leaflet?
They had to sign a waiver.
This is the strangest story I've ever... I mean, you walking in with Alicia Dixon in your orbit is one thing. These two traipsing off to some stranger's house to read a leaflet and then mysteriously keeping stum. What happened? Did she touch you? Why can't you talk about it? On this doll, show me where she touched you. I still don't know what was on that leaflet. No one has told me what is on that leaflet.
I will take it to my grave.
Yeah, exactly. Matt, you were about to say something.
I was about to say, why, this is a whole lot of fun, isn't it?
It is,
guys?
Lovely, yes.
We're looking back at some of the best bits of the past 50 podcasts.
That's right.
Just if you've just joined us. If this is a podcast, so it's unlikely that you've just joined
How
us.
How would they have just joined?
Because people
us?
Don't dip into podcasts. So let's just forget I said that.
All right.
Edit it out.
I don't think we will.
I like it when you're just talking. It's quite nice when you're just talking.
Right,
I often like just finding out little bits about you. Like when I found out about your favourite food.
Blind Melon, No Rain. Steve. And Kent. Making breakfast and lunch, Matt. The dual meal challenge. One for him, one for his girlfriend.
What a guy.
You had an interesting point of view, different angle, different take on things. You were wondering about Steve and his fish finger sandwiches.
Well, I mean, yeah, you know, he could make it his own and add a little twist by just adding some homemade tartar sauce.
These recipes will all be available on the fact sheet later on.
Yes,
do you make your own tartar sauce, Matt?
I don't imagine
that's true.
All you need is some gherkins, capers, mayonnaise.
Well, we've all got them, haven't we?
I've got them in my cupboard.
Why have you got capers
store
in your cupboard?
Store cupboard standbys.
Why have you got so many capers in your cupboard?
For my famous recipes.
How many recipes involve capers?
Couple.
Name two.
Fish with capers.
Yeah.
And tartar sauce.
Fish with capers. It's not a recipe. That's like me saying chips and capers. You should release a recipe book of capers. Matt Dyson's Action Capers. And it's just chips and capers, bananas and capers.
I don't even like them that much.
Why have you got so many of them?
Well, Katie's got a lot. My fiancée's got a lot. She loves them.
Caper Katie?
Yeah, yeah.
Why has she got so many capers?
I don't know. She always buys them.
I feel like we're saying the word capers too much.
You are.
Capers. Wow. XFM has really become the spiritual home of capers.
It got a lot of mentions after that as well.
Yeah.
The old caper recipes that Matt liked.
It's a very versatile ingredient.
Well, I don't go on about it. Dave, what's your next clip?
My next clip, I'd like to return, Daniel, also a letter from Dee Masterman from Stockport to your infant son.
Yes.
Now, we've already covered his love for you, which happened to sound like a rival radio station.
Well, it sounded like he was saying Radio 1.
Well, careful.
I'm sorry.
Careful. But it also sounded a lot like one of our favourite band's tracks.
Let's revisit the moment we discovered that.
We've had a few texts in saying that my son doesn't sound like he's saying the name of a rival radio station. It sounds like he's actually doing something else. And quite a few people texted this in. This is actually a little more concerning, Matt, than I first thought. I thought it was concerning enough that he may have been saying what sounded like Radio 1, right? Yeah. But quite a few people aren't saying the following. Stephen in Chigwell, for example. Gemma says the same. It sounds like he's starting to sing a famous status quo song. So we've knocked it together. We've got the song. And let's see if it works. Hang on, let's try it. We've got it? Okay. Here we go.
Wow!
He's a rock star! Wow, excellent work. we will put that to bed now.
Classic moment, my infant son, everybody. As I said, he's a rock star. Matt, have you got any letters there from any listeners?
Yes, I've just got a couple here. One more from Ms. Schaffanacker Shigadigger.
At least try and make it sound convincing.
Okay, I'll do it.
Mrs. Laura Braithwaite, you could have said literally any number of names.
Here's one. Okay. Here's one from L. Suttleton from...
You can't think of any names.
Right, okay. Here's one from Simon Savage.
Even that sounds made up. What the heck?
Sounds like a superhero.
Just think of someone you went to school with and change the name slightly.
This is one from Mr. Simit Thacker.
Simit Thacker? Who's Simit Thacker? He sounds like something out of Last of the Summer Wine. Just say Neil Collins of Durham.
Here's one from Mahbub Hussein, who lives in the borders. He's a big fan of when Danny seems to lose control and get misty-eyed about topics which really get his goat. I remember one specific one about this great nation of ours.
This has made me slightly angry, this story. All right. And I think it's been written by a man who's feeling blue. Graham Hiscott, the deputy business editor of The Mirror. He says, sky-high bills, bad weather, work till you drop and die early. No wonder Britain is Europe's worst place to live. It's like, all right, Graham, then what's got into you, you know? And then he goes on. And don't imagine you can drown your sorrows in booze and fags or take a holiday to shake off the gloom. We get a worse deal on them, too. It sounds like a rant, like a madman.
Negatron.
What a Negatron. Cheer up, Graham Hiscott. This is the highs of what this week?
28. You're 29 over the weekend.
What's wrong with you? And it turns out the researchers have compared 10 countries in Europe on subjects from prices at the till to life expectancy, and Britain came rock bottom for quality of life. A separate survey, it goes on, found that just 5% of Brits class themselves as happy. 5%! With more than 1 in 10 wanting to move abroad. And it goes on, we're right at the bottom. And I'm looking at this, and some woman called Anne Robinson, not that one, says, we are now bottom of the pile, you know? For those of us who decide to ride the storm, there'll be no choice but to batten down the hatches. Have you looked outside, Graham? Have you looked outside, Anne Robinson, not that one? You know, I take issue with this statement. I take issue with you, Graham Hiscott. And I take issue with you, Anne Robinson, not that one. Why? Because this is Britain, Anne. This is Britain, Graham. Home of London buses and red telephone boxes. Home of the Keswick Pencil Museum, guys. Home of Kent with its record-breaking heaviest blueberry. Home of the largest ever gathering of people wearing bobble hats.
Yes.
Not my words, the words of the Guinness Book of World Records. This is Britain. We're baked beans and digestives and flaccid omelettes. We are English breakfasts and deep-fried Mars bars, and we love it, you know? We are Wallace Arnold coaches. We are Garfunkel steakhouses. We are Ibstock bricks. We are Nottinghamshire. We are Dundee. Yes. We are Stevenage. We are that town in Wales where all the drinks are 10p. We're the red, we're the white, we're the blue. All right, it's Simply Red and White Lightning and Duncan from Blue, but it all counts. We will not be beaten by these suits, these bean counters, these Brussels boffins with their ninny hammer surveys. We are Winston Churchill, guys. We're Winston, the bloke who works in the market in EastEnders but never speaks. For we are the British. We're the few. We're the many. We are XFM. And we are proud. So take your survey, Graham Hiscott, Deputy Business Editor of The Mirror. Take your survey, Anne Robinson, not that one. And stick it where the sun don't shine. And I'll tell you what, that's not Britain. Why is that, Matt? Highs of what this week?
29.
29. It's made me angry.
I did get misty-eyed there, didn't I? I did get Mr. Lost in the moment.
Out of control.
Little story in the newspaper just really got me, didn't it? Of course, other moments in which we sort of lose ourselves. When we're doing our features every day, such as good news.
Oh, it's been a mainstay, hasn't it, on The Breakfast Show?
Hasn't it just, Dave?
Since day one,
and every day since, more or less.
Yeah. I remember one day when we covered such feature, and you got quite carried away.
It is time, Matthew, David and Phil, to get the good news from the studio. Matt, what's making you happy today?
Tell Danny I'm ready to do my good news now, producer Chris.
Danny, Matt's ready.
Tell Matt that's good news.
Good news, guys. We're getting pizza for breakfast today.
What?
To coincide with the 20th anniversary of Nevermind, it's a Nirvana-themed offering from a well-known high street chain.
Wow, tenuous link.
A Nirvana-style pizza. I'm not sure what it involves, but it's got lots of different toppings on.
Right. All right. Well,
good news.
We'll keep you up with good news, I suppose. Phil, what's your good news?
Good news, guys. A colleague has recently moved round the corner from me, meaning we can share a cab to work, halving the cost and affording me an extra 26 minutes in bed from when I used to get the
bus. That's good news. Good news. Dave.
Good news, guys. After 17 hours of relentless reflection, I am proud to announce that I do understand the plot to Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. I think.
Okay, that's good news. That's good news. Good news, guys. As I walked through Leicester Square this morning, the crunch of dried chicken bones underfoot as if there'd been some kind of poultry massacre in the night. A single tin can clanking against a doorway, buffeted around by the same early breeze gently cleansing London of the smells and excesses of the night before, the moon barely visible and bidding those brave night workers of Soho and beyond a farewell for another night, once more handing over to its rival, his old enemy, the sun, so that another day might dawn just as days have dawned for as far back as time has gone. I looked down and found a quid. That's good news.
We like to respond quickly, don't we? If something appeals to us very quickly, maybe we'll get a text or an email or a tweet or something like that.
Yeah.
We like to respond as fast as we can.
Reactive.
Exactly. And remember we had that text from confirmed listener Emma?
Oh, yeah.
She was struggling.
News just in. This is breaking news. This is an emergency text we got from one of our listeners. We're always happy to help listeners with any problems that they may have. This is very much your show. Emma, Matt, just texted in and she says, help, I can't get up. Presumably, she remains horizontal in bed. None of the tunes that we've played this morning have been any good to her whatsoever. Emma, are you there?
Hello.
Emma, what's the situation on the ground now, please?
It's like, I just can't get up.
Mm. And what's happening around? What's happening around you, Emma?
It's really warm and it's really cold outside.
I see, and it's that mix of the two extreme temperatures, isn't it, which is keeping you horizontal right now. Were you up late last night?
I was working late, so yeah.
You were working late, and that can't help at all. Well, we will try and help you. Matt, some motivating music, please. Okay, Emma.
Yeah.
Just hold the phone near your ear, okay?
Yeah.
You can do this. You've done it before. You've done it almost every day of your life.
I know.
Matt, what are you going to say to Emma?
Come on, Emma.
Yeah.
You've done it before. You'll do it again. Arise from your slumber and own this Wednesday woman.
Own it, Emma. Own it. Phil, build up. Build it up.
Vamos, Emma. Vamos. Hágale, mijita. Hágale, hágale. Vamos.
Wow, Dave, anything to say?
It's another day, Emma. Who knows what's in store? Sure, it's cold, but every new dawn leads to new possibilities.
Oh, what a beautiful thing. He just read that off a motivational poster. Emma, let's think about your name for a second. What does E stand for? Stands for energy, Emma, doesn't it? What does M stand for? Motivation, doesn't it? What does M stand for after that? It stands for more motivation. And the A, of course, is A-OK. After me, Emma. E for energy. Say energy.
Energy.
Motivation.
Motivation.
More motivation.
More motivation.
A-OK.
A-OK.
Oh, what's your surname, Emma?
It's a long one.
What is it?
It's northwest, like the northwest, like a compass.
Yeah, there's nothing I can do with that, Emma. we'll just stick with that. Listen, start to rise now, Emma. Start to rise.
On,
Talk
Emma.
Us through it. Come on, let's do this. Let's get vertical. Are you up?
I've done it. Yes.
She's done it. Emma's up. Emma's up, everybody.
Oh, memories.
Memories.
Eh? Oh, memories. In the corner of my eye,
misty watercolour memories of the way we were.
Do you remember when we were the all-new XFM breakfast show?
I do, from the very beginning, of course.
And then we had that dilemma, didn't we? When should we stop? Well, of course it was from the beginning. It didn't start halfway through. Do you know, we should call ourselves the all-new. We've been doing it 6 months. Let's start calling ourselves the all-new XFM breakfast show. And then we had to decide when to stop calling ourselves the all-new XFM breakfast show and just call ourselves the XFM breakfast show. Mm. And that decision was really almost made for us when we realised that A-list royalty, Gary Oldman, was going to be coming into the studio live. And so we charged him with the mission of really establishing the show.
Gary, I wonder if I can impose upon you for just a second. You'll notice just a couple of minutes ago when introducing the segment,
I know what you said. You said the all-new, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. You noticed. You picked me up on that. Because it's been 6 or 7 weeks now, Gary.
We've had complaints.
Yeah, exactly.
People have been writing in.
They have. They keep saying it's not all new anymore. Just, you know, go with it. It's just the breakfast show, and I was wondering if you would do me a favour and do us the honour of officially killing off the all new XFM breakfast show and bringing to life instead. The Breakfast Show. Now, I've taken the liberty of putting together a small speech for you.
A speech?
I've tried to very much get into the mind of Gary Oldman.
Yes.
And work out what it is that you would say about this show were you a regular listener. So this is what we've put together for you. This is your official announcement. If you're happy with that, give me the nod, and we will create an atmosphere in your mind using the very best in radio drama. You happy?
Yes. Well, I guess I'm casting an eye over this.
Excellent.
Well, let me have a go. It's 8:30 in the morning, folks, and I'm sight reading.
Yeah, absolutely. The first time Gary has seen this, but he is speaking from the heart. Nevertheless, let's do it.
My beloved people, I speak to you today from the bowels of one of our country's premier broadcasting establishments. Notwithstanding the heavy burden I bear as your sovereign in these times of national crisis, it remains my God-given royal prerogative to issue pronouncements of world history significance, which I now do to wit. I, Gary Leonard Danny Wallace Oldman, being in full possession of my faculties and mindful of the heavy burden I bear as your sovereign in these times of national crisis, do solemnly and without fear of contradiction decree that the all-new XFM breakfast show with Danny Wallace, now established as the immovable rock on which our cultural heritage securely rests, shall henceforth carry the royal seal of approval and enjoy the unique right to be known as the XFM breakfast show with aforementioned Danny Wallace. Let the bells peal in every corner of our proud nation, and let the people's jubilation know no bounds. May our glorious royal decree ring down the centuries, adding a noble chapter to the history of this blessed land, and let the world know that we shall never surrender the trust hereby invested in our loyal subjects, Daniel, Matthew and David. Thank you and good morning from the XFM Breakfast Show with Danny Wallace.
Gary Oldman! Oh, Gary Oldman.
Firmly establishing the show. And we should say a warm and sincere and heartfelt thanks to you if you listen to the show or even just listen to the podcast. Thank you so much for supporting it and sticking with it. And we really, really do appreciate it. So I suppose in many ways, this is the golden podcast, isn't it? Podcast number 50. It was even 10 weeks for the diamond edition. I don't know what happened. I don't think, you know.
Street parties, I think there's quite a few.
Is that what they're planning?
Yeah, no, we're going to broadcast this live from just outside Buckingham Palace. So that'd be nice.
That'd be lovely. So really, I mean, all that's really left to say is thank you for the listening. You've really stuck with us. Thanks for downloading the podcast. We all have to go now. It's nearly lunchtime for us. Oh, what a fuss. I'm going to have a sandwich on the bus. So we say thank you for the listening. For listening to me. For listening to us.